Hello and welcome to Two Good Sports. I'm Gareth Stewart.
And I'm Simon Hunter.
How are you?
Very well, thanks. How are you?
Good and very well, thank you. Now, a lot of stuff to talk about from the weekend.
Absolutely, yes. And I'd imagine you're a happy man. United result yesterday.
Absolutely. Well, long overdue. but yes, we're happy. I phoned them up on Friday night and I had a bit of a chat with them. So told them to wise up.
Well, what else did you say? You couldn't have just said wise up.
I did. I said they'd be knocking some of the money off their wages this week and all of a sudden they were able to play.
And that made the difference, did it?
That made the difference.
Of course, yes.
Good result for United at the weekend.
1-0 win over Tottenham, yes, in the Premier League yesterday. And you get the sense, Gareth, that things are starting to come together and click. And I tell you what, Henrik Mkhitaryan is really starting to come to fruition, isn't he?
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Is playing well. He scored yesterday to make the difference there. Players are starting to, I think, gain more confidence. And of course, that win against Tottenham was a pretty big one. Tottenham's still in fifth place and United in sixth in the table. But things are getting better.
What about Liverpool then at the weekend?
Liverpool, yeah. Boss Jurgen Klopp says that there's no real need to panic, no need to worry. Second Premier League game without a win. It's a bit harsh, isn't it? Second game without a win and people are starting to say, what's going on there? They drew 2-2 with West Ham. Last weekend's result was more significant, I think, losing to Bournemouth 4-3 after being 3-1 up in the 75th minute. And here's what he has to say.
It's difficult to stay in the race with Chelsea when they win everything. what we obviously didn't. So, yeah, but I don't think, when we were first or when we were second, I didn't think about it. So what I said, I'm pretty sure I said it, this is the moment to collect points.
So interesting weekend for them. And also today we've got news of some of the draws, Champions League draw for the last 16. We see that Arsenal once again continue their unlucky, well, I would think pretty unlucky form getting drawn against Bayern Munich in the last 16. Wenger, though, saying the campaign's a pretty exciting prospect this year. He thinks the Champions League trophy's up for grabs this season. Then we look at the Europa League. United are drawn against St Etienne in the last 32. Tottenham, they're dropped into the competition after being knocked out of the Champions League. They'll play Belgian side Ghent. Plenty of football to mull over. Yeah.
What about local football then?
Local football, yeah. Crusaders continue their unbeaten run. Gareth, they beat Ballinamallard away 1-0 on Saturday. Linfield, meanwhile, they had a 2-0 win against Ards and Bangor. Cliftonville, they had a good result against Portadown. Portadown now with new manager Niall Curry.
Yeah.
A bit of a baptism of fire
absolutely.
At Solitude. A tricky one, in fact. Reds captain Jason McGuinness, Gareth, was sent off, given a red card in the first half. And could be facing a lengthier suspension than people might think, because he gets an automatic suspension this week against Carrick.
Yeah. But what about the Boxing Day game then?
Boxing Day game, yes, against Crusaders. He's hoping he could be back for that. But of course,
who knows?
We'll have to wait and see. Absolutely, absolutely. So another thing, Gareth, I want to mention is Mark McAllister welcomed back into the fold at Portadown. Niall Curry, new manager, bringing him back in. Significant development for them.
Okay, and the rugby then?
Rugby, massive day for Ulster on Saturday. Yeah. Did you see any of the
games? Yes, I did indeed. Yes, and you were speaking to some people from the rugby as well, weren't you?
I was indeed, yeah. The rugby on Saturday was fantastic for Ulster. 39-32 win at the Kingspan Stadium against Clermont Auvergne, no less. Fantastic French team, and a team of superstars, really. Mm-hmm. Some fantastic players up against Ulster. 9 tries in total. Ulster scored 5. Luke Marshall ran in 2 tries. Ian Henderson named man of the match. He got 1. Paddy Jackson and Charles Piatow with a phenomenal score over the line got another. So a great result. Les Kiss saying, Gareth, after the match, that there were areas of disappointment. He's always a very pensive man after the games, and he's saying there are things they could improve on, especially now that they're going to Clermont this Sunday. So the back-to-back fixtures there. I spoke to Andrew Trimble earlier. He's hoping he's going to be available.
Captain.
He's been out for a couple of weeks with a foot injury, and he's pretty confident. Here's what he had to say.
I was able to run on Friday. I was able to do a few accelerations today. I'm hoping to train with the team tomorrow. Hopefully if we can get through a couple of days, then sort of make myself available.
So Trimble back potentially for Ulster this weekend, but it's going to be a different kettle of fish, isn't it?
Away in France. But we'll see what happens. Of course, we'll talk about that next weekend. Now, one of these stories that I hate that when a celebrity, you read that they have passed away or something has happened to them because somebody's just started one of these rumours on Facebook or Twitter or social media. There was a case of this at the weekend with sport, wasn't there?
There was, with England flanker James Haskell. Now, he posted a YouTube YouTube video with the title "I Am Not Dead." Now, when you see that,
that's a great title.
Yeah, well, you think to yourself, you're automatically curious to find out what on earth he's talking about.
Yeah.
Now, he posted a YouTube video in response to stories claiming that he was dead. So he wanted to reassure fans he's alive.
Yeah.
An internet hoax this was, suggesting that he had passed away.
Yeah.
And remarkable, really, that this sort of thing happens. And
well, it's good that he posted a video of him alive, and everything's good, and he's well. He's well and truly alive. Now, the GAA at the weekend.
Yeah, Slant Neil, the Derry side, Gareth, who've been having a remarkable run of form. Now, they won their quarter-final, All-Ireland Club quarter-final against London side St Kiernan's in Greenford yesterday. They beat them 2-11 to 5 points. Now, they go into the semi-finals in February. They're going to play Leinster team St Vincent's in that. It's been a phenomenal season for them. They've done the treble,
yeah,
really. So the Camogie, hurling, the Ulster titles. And now there they go into the semi-finals of the All-Irelands. So we'll have to wait and see after Christmas how they prepare for that.
And before we wrap up from the weekend, of course, Belfast Giants.
Yeah, Belfast Giants, a couple of wins in the Elite League for them. They beat Sheffield Steelers 2-1 on Saturday, and then they went away to Manchester Storm and beat them by the same score. Mm-hmm. So a good couple of results for them.
Good. Mm-hmm. I was watching some videos of that actually over the weekend as well. There looked to be a good atmosphere down at the game. So well
very
done.
Exciting.
Well
absolutely
done. Right, that's it for this week. Of course, we'll be back on Friday to chat about everything that's going to be happening over the weekend. And of course, Simon will be keeping you updated each and every hour on Q Radio with everything happening with the sport.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.